It's now time for a locker room chat with Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp in his first year with the Buffaloes as the head coach. But he's been around for a bit, bouncing from school to school and making his stop at the boys' high school varsity level. Coach, just your overall background and what you've been doing in coaching.
I spent quite a few years at Wetmore coaching both boys and girls at the high school, junior high level. Spent a year at Valley Falls coaching middle school girls. Spent last year coaching middle school girls here at Onega. So probably, I don't know, 15 years or so experience on the coaching end.
And kind of learning about what you know about this Buffaloes team that you inherited. You guys have had some time to kind of learn what you have, who you have, your personnel, and get them acclimated into your coaching style. How has that process gone?
I think it's going well. Good thing is I was here last year, so I know most of these kids already. We lost a really good group of seniors last year, about five or six of those that played pretty significant minutes. So we've got a lot of minutes to fill. We have a pretty good core coming back with Race Fisher, Connor Nider, and Jackson Coulterman. That's a pretty good place to start. We just need some young guys to step up and fill some spots, and so far we've done that in practice, but practice doesn't really say much till you get out there into a game.
And Coach, how crucial do you think that year was last year for you being at Onega, not necessarily on the high school varsity coaching staff, but being there, knowing the kids, and now being able to take that info that you kind of processed last year and bring it into this year?
Yeah, exactly. I think just creating some relationships last year with these guys and knowing a lot of them are in my weight classes, so I know what they can do, what they can't do. So just having that familiarity with them to start with has been a big help.
So, Coach, last year Onega went 7-14 as their final record. So this is one thing that I remember from the Onega team. I told you about this before we went on the air, but this is a fighting team. They do not fold. They always battle, and they are tough. How are you trying to get that team bought into every single game like they did last year?
And we're going to try to play the same way. We're going to try to be pretty hard-nosed on the defensive end and kind of help us out on the offense end with our defense. And we just, like you said, there was a lot of close games last year, overtime, double overtimes, where they were in it till the end, had chances. And that's what we're looking for this year. We just want to give ourselves a chance late in the game to come out with a W.
And kind of talking about your guys' schedule coming up here, you guys have Friday off. Most people are going to be playing on Friday, but you guys will not be. You guys get possibly some extra time to prepare as you guys take on Oskaloosa. How helpful will that extra time be for you guys?
Obviously, we're ready to play. I mean, we're tired of going against each other. We're kind of ready to get that measuring stick out there and go and play against somebody else, but having a couple extra days. I know we do play Oskaloosa next Tuesday, and they play Friday night, so we'll get a chance to look at them a little bit before we get on the court, which sometimes you don't get to do in that first game. So that should be a little bit of an advantage for us. But we'd much rather be out there playing. We're ready to go.
And so are we. We're ready to see you guys out there. Should be a fun season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you for having me.
That was Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.